This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Valentine's Day doesn't necessarily mean you're heading to the Chapel of Love. Maybe you've been there already. Maybe you met that special someone at work. Oh, this is perfect for our next guest. Paul, you'll love this. Dr. James Atkinson is the Vice President of Thought Leadership at SHRM, and he graduated from University of Michigan and Ohio State. Doc, good morning. Welcome to Pittsburgh.
Hello. Thank you.
Appreciate you being here. So we've invited you because romance in the workplace has taken a bunch of turns. First of all, so many people weren't in the office, and now people are starting to trickle back, so there's more and more interaction, but it seems like a natural place for singles to meet somebody else.
Yes, absolutely. We did some research here at SHRM and found that actually more than half of U.S. workers have either been in or currently are in a workplace romance, and even just in the last year, about one in six workers have been out on a date with one of their colleagues.
In some places, the companies try to, you know, discourage that. In fact, some make it a mandate that you can't date people you work with. That seems kind of counterproductive because it's human nature when people are together that they get together.
Yes, absolutely. Well, what we find is that only about one in 20 organizations have a pretty restrictive policy against workplace relationships. For most of the organizations out there, there are some allowances in terms of getting a workplace relationship together.
And by the way, SHRM is the Society for Human Resource Management. What you do is you talk about all things related to HR and in the workplace on a daily basis, but it can become problematic for some people at work.
Yes, absolutely. And I think as we surveyed more than 2,000 HR professionals, one of the concerns that they brought up was about two in three said they were concerned that these types of relationships could lead to unfair treatment or some kind of favoritism shown at work. But what we like to advise our HR community on is just to make sure that they are prepared in advance, that they are communicating very clearly what the guidelines are, that they are communicating that very early in the tenure of their employees, and that they are communicating that often. And I think Valentine's Day is a good day to remind your employees about what those policies are.
Dr. Atkinson, I'm looking at a recent survey of where people have been meeting their significant others recently. And the first one, of course, is through friends. But number two on the list is at work. And so I think what you're saying about the HR professionals setting clear guidelines is really important because so many people do meet at work.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also important for employees to know what those policies are as well. You have to know what is allowed at your organization. As I said, very few have outright restrictions, but there are restrictions in place. So for example, you may not be able to have a relationship between a manager and a direct report, or relationships within the same department may not be allowed. So you have to know kind of what is allowed and then also what your responsibilities are as an employee. You know, when do you need to tell someone that you're in a relationship and who do you need to talk to? Most of the time it is your HR professional.
And according to your study, a third of U.S. workers have witnessed public displays of affection at work. And half of these are deemed as inappropriate.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, what you choose to do at work, that's a different matter than what the overall relationship could be like. And for a lot of people, it does feel uncomfortable to see that kind of public display of affection at work. So you want to be respectful of your colleagues and creating a good workplace culture all around in any of your actions.
All right, where can people find details of your survey, Doc?
Yes, well, you can find that on our website at sherm.org, and that'll be the best place to find that information.
And that's 8shrm.org, Dr. James Atkinson. Appreciate your time this morning, Doc. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for having me today.
You got it.
You know, Larry, I met two of my significant others at work, long-term relationships.
Marty and Colin.
Yeah, and I find that little has changed over the years that I've been working. It's generally the same basic rules. You know, don't date in your department. Don't date a subordinate, you know, under your authority.
I don't know what our policy is because it obviously doesn't apply to you. Well, it could for some, even if you're married. Aaron, do you know when you were recently onboarded last year,
right,
with the company, did you ever go over any of that information?
I actually didn't. And like you said, I do feel like I agree with what the doctor said. And also, to your point, it's not addressed as heavily maybe sometimes because it is human nature.
Right.
It's almost like we actually want people within the office to have chemistry, working chemistry. And if it leads to something else, we're going to trust that they're adults and can handle it. And, you know, that's just the unfortunate part. If you do break up or something happens, typically someone ends up quitting or whatever that, you know, but mm-hmm. You got to be an adult about it.
You know, I have to remember that one time in the workplace, I worked with a couple that no one knew they were dating. That's how careful they were about.
Yeah, then there's yeah. that.
And
yeah.
and when we did learn that they were a couple, they finally arrived at a company party together. It was like, oh my gosh, we never knew.
I wonder who the secret lovers are here. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
The Spinners.
I'll meet you in the coffee room.